Today she is Masechta Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. And we will begin on Daf Kuf Chaf on the base, four lines from the bottom of Beis Shammai. In our previous year we learned about Gzeir Shava of Zeh HaDavar, that according to Beis Hillel, that Gzeir Shava serves the purpose of connecting the halachas of Shchutei Chutz, that one may not shecht kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, with the halachas of Afaras Nedarim. We learned at the end of our previous year that it was the opinion of Beis Shammai that ain't Sheila b'Hegdash, and therefore there is no Hataras Nedarim by Hegdash, and therefore the Gzeir Shava can't serve that purpose to connect Shchutei Chutz to Hataras Nedarim. And the Gemara therefore use the pasuk of Zeh HaDavar coined to Beis Shammai for different purposes. But one of the things that we learned through this Gzeir Shava was that when Faras Nedarim, when Chacham is Mat and Neder, you need to have three Dayanim. That if was learned through that Gzeir Shava. But now ask the Gemara, if Beis Shammai does not subscribe to that Gzeir Shava, will Beis Shammai the less Gzeir Shava, according to Beis Shammai, who doesn't subscribe to this Gzeir Shava, so ask the Gemara, Faras Nedarim B'Shloisha Ajaitis, Menolahu, from where will he know that halacha? Of course, says the Rashbam, how will Beis Shammai know that this halacha at all applies for future generations? So he says that isn't the question, because since all mitzvahs apply forever, there's no reason to assume that this mitzvah should be any different and it shouldn't apply for all generations. But what is a fair question, asked the Gemara, is how do we know that halacha, that three dayanim, as we discussed in our previous year, can be matter and nether? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalahu, he learns it, Midatanya, from what we learned in the Brisa. The Brisa says, V'davim Moshe's me'ade Hashem, abnei Yisrael, in Parshas Emor. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, me'ade Hashem Nemra, the Pasuk speaks about the Yom Tovim, Shabbos Bereshis Lo Nemra, but it doesn't speak about Shabbos. It says the Gemara, V'nazei Omer me'ade Hashem Nemra, v'faras Nedarim Lo Nemra. Of course, this statement in the Gemara needs to be explained. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef ben Nosson Gomel Olam Asnisan, Rabbi Yosef ben Nosson, like us, learned this Braisa, for Layodalei Lefrusha, and he wasn't able to explain it. Ozel Basrei de Rav Sheshes Nahador. He followed Rav Sheshes all the way to Nahador, V'loi Ashkechei, but he didn't find him in Nahador. So Asel Basrei LeMechuzah, so he followed him to Mechuzah, and in Mechuzah Ashkechei he found him. Amalei, and he asked him, what is meant when the Braisa says, Ma'ade Hashem Nemra, Shabbos Bereshis, Loi Nemra? Amalei, he said, what it means is, Ma'ade Hashem Tzricha, Kiddush Bezdin. The Ma'ade Hashem need Kiddush Bezdin. As the Rishonim explained this Gemara. As we look at the Pesukim and Parshas Emor, the Pesuk says, V'davim Moshes Me'ade Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. But in that Parsha, where the Torah speaks about the Yom Tovim, the din of Shabbos is mentioned as well. And the question is, what is the point, what is the Torah trying to do by including that halacha? To teach us that Ma'ad Hashem Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin, that a yontif is only yontif, becomes a yontif only based on the declaration of a Bezdin, V'ein, Shabbos Bresh Ein Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Yom Tovim are determined through when Rosh Chodesh is. And since the Yom Tovim are determined through when Rosh Chodesh is, and Rosh Chodesh is only determined by Bezdin, Rosh Chodesh is only determined only by Bezdin, making it Rosh Chodesh. Others say that there was a halacha, other Rishonim say that there was a halacha that Bezdin had to declare the Yom Tovim. But Shabbos is every Shabbos. And it's Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin automatically comes on Shabbos, says the Gemara, as we've learned. Since the parasha of Shabbos is mentioned together with all the other Yom Tovim, so we would think to buy Kiddush Bezdin Kameyadis, that just like we learned, the Bezdin requires to declare Rosh Chodesh. Af to buy the Hayav Ksiv Gabi Me'adis, since the parish of Shabbos is mentioned there as well, to buy Kiddush Beznik Me'adis should also require an official declaration, Kamash Malan, that Shabbos comes automatically. Then the Brisa continued. The Brisa said, Me'ade Hashem Nemra, Hafarsa Darm Loi Nemra. What does that mean? To say, says the Brisa, Me'ade Hashem Trichem Mumchem, the Bezdin that declares Rosh Chodesh has to be a Bezdin of Mumchem, Hafarsa Darm, as we discussed, and it's Trichem Mumchem, any three people. We learned certain limitations in our previous year, but basically any three people can be Mekadosh to Chodesh. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says that V'yoyma Hashem Amoshev al Aaron Be'eret Mitzrayim Lamer HaChodesh Yizeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Hu L'Chodesh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when teaching Klal Yisrael the halachas, telling Moshe Rabbeinu about being Mekadosh to Chodesh, you have to have people like Moshe and Aaron. And because there's a rule, Ein Bezdin Shakel, we can't have a Bezdin of even number. Mesifin Aleim Erecha, that's what we have to have three. But who were the three people? The three people were the most prestigious people in Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron. That's the halacha by Kiddush Bezdin. The halacha is, that is not the halacha by Hafaras Nadarim, as we discussed, any three people. Why is Shabbos called Shabbos Bereshis? Because when we speak about Shabbos, there are many days that are sometimes called Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosan. Yom Tov is sometimes called Shabbos. So to make sure that we know we're talking about the Shabbos that we always think about, that's why the Gemara uses the word Shabbos Bereshis. So here we learned that Me'ad Hashem Tzrichem Mumchem. So, and because we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. So who are the Mumchem that are required to be Mekadosh HaChodesh? The Rambam's opinion is that only the Sanhedrin that sits in the Lishkas HaGozes or their designees that may be Mekadosh HaChodesh. If we don't have a Sanhedrin, so says the Rambam, at that point, the system will be like we have nowadays. It'll be done through calculation. The Ramban disagrees. He says you don't need to have the Sanhedrin. As long as you have three Rabbanim on the Bezdin who are smuchim, who have smicha, again, as we always say, the smicha that's meant is not the smicha that we think about when somebody is ordained to be a rabbi. The smicha is a smicha that the Gemara discusses in the Sanhedrin, a smicha that goes back all the way to time Moshe Rabbeinu. Any such three people can be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Otherwise, we'll follow the system that we have currently, doing it through calculation. But as far as the Dorim, Ein Tzrichim Mumchim, that they don't need to have Mumchim. And as I sort of Ritva explains, we can understand that Kiddush HaChodesh, something that affects all of Klal Yisrael, needs Mumchim. Why would we think that Hataras Nadarim needs Mumchim, that the Gemara should say that it doesn't? So he says two explanations. One point he makes is that the Torah uses the word Rosh Matos. So since the Torah uses the word Rosh Matos when it speaks about the parish of Hataras Nadarim, we would think that what the Torah is teaching us is that we need to have people who are Rosh Matos. Another explanation he gives is because, as we often discuss, making a neder is very, very serious. And since making a neder is so very serious, maybe we would think that it indeed needs mumchim. That's why we learn that a forest of dorm and a tricha mumchim. Ask the Gemara Rashi Matis Ksiv, but doesn't the Torah use the word Rashi Matis, which does seem to indicate that the Hataras Nadarim could only be done by a Mumcha? And it says the Gemara, that Pasuk is coming to teach us, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yochanan, B'Yochid Mumchum. It's coming to teach us that if you have an individual, but he's a Mumcha, that person is qualified to do that Hataras Nadarim. It says, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Tainis,
Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lahayu Yom Tovim LeYisrael, there were no greater Yom Tovim in Klal Yisrael, Chamisha Asa Ba'av, like Chamisha Asa Ba'av, U'Kiyayim, Kiyayim HaKippurim. And the Rashbam points out that the Gemara is going to be giving us many different reasons what made Chamisha Asa Ba'av into a Yontif. And the Rashbam says that these different reasons aren't really arguing, that all of the reasons the Gemara gives are accurate. Layayam timely saw Chamisha Asa Ba'av, Kiyayim HaKippurim. Shebehem, what was so special? The nice you saw Yotzim Kli Lovin, Jewish women would go out with white garments, shulim that were borrowed, because everybody borrowed clothing one from the other, that Shloi Levayish Misha Einloi, that somebody who doesn't have should not be embarrassed. So, and they would dance, the whole Gemara Masechta Taanis, Staf Laman Aleph, and teach us, the Gemara there teaches us that they would dance and they would make shidduchim, matches would be made. And the Bnei Yisoskar explains that what is special about a circle. He says, the Gemara Masechta Taanis, Staf Laman Aleph says, Osar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach comes, B'mheir B'imeinu, Osar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Las Smachal Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he sits in the middle. What makes a circle special is when you have a circle, there's nobody on top, and there's nobody in bottom. We're all equal. The biggest yontif by Klal Yisrael is when there's a circle. And in fact, he says, the Gemara says, two is 15, ba'av in the alabays. He says that we looked at the 15th letter of the alabays, the 15th letter of the alabays is the samach, which is a circle. There is no greater yontif in Klal Yisrael than when there's a samach, than when there's a circle. The Zeif in the Tzotzi Aaron says that what was the yontif of Tu B'Av? What the Gemara just said, Shiloi Levai Shemisha Einloi. When people are so sensitive about other people, Shloi Levayis Mishenloi, when we're concerned about other people, that's why they lent the clothing, that's a real yontif. When we come to that world, that's the world, a world where people are so sensitive to other people, that's when we have a real yontif. The Gvur Sari says, why is Chamisha Asa Ba'av mentioned before Yom Kippur? Because we count the year from Nisan, so Av comes before Tishrei, before Yom Kippur. The Gvur Sari says that what it means was Lahayu Yom Tovim. The Gemara says it Beloshon Avar. It was. He says it was a Yontif. But in the world that we live in, says the Gvur Sari, unfortunately, we don't have that yontif. That yontif that people are so sensitive about everybody else, unfortunately, doesn't exist. But as much as it does, in general, the whole yontif doesn't exist, but still, it is a yontif to the point that we don't say tachnun on Tu B'Av. Yom Kippur is a yontif. The Ritva asks, here our Gemara says, Lohayu Yom Tovim Ketuba Av Yom Kippurim. Yet he asks that the Gemara Masech the Sukkah says, the Mish Loi Ra Simchus Beis Sheva. If somebody did not participate in Simchus Beis Sheva, Loi Ra Simchum Yom, if he never really participated in a Simcha. So which is greater? So the Ritva says, the Simchus Beis Sheva was limited to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Tu B'Av was a yontif, and who danced there? The Kahanim, the Levim, the Gedolei Yisrael. Tu B'Av was a yontif that applied to everybody, and that's why that makes Tu B'Av a yontif, because it's a special yontif that applies to everybody. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Yom Kippurim. We understand Yom Kippur because Yom Slicha Mechila.
It's the day that we have Kaparas Avoinus. And it's also the day, the Yom Shenitnu by Luchas Achroinus, it's the day that we received the Luchas Achroinus. And that's why, and that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he was Meichel Klal Yisrael. El Chamesh Ba'asa of Mahi, what makes Chamesh Ba'asa Ba'av so special? And the Mefarshim make a very important point. Would we assume that Yom Kippur should be the day where girls go out to dance and we're busy with Shidduchim? How do we have Yom Kippur? We spend the day in shul and we daven and we fast. Is that the way that we should assume Yom Kippur is spent? So the Ben Yehuda says, from our Gemara we learn how there's nothing more important than making Shidduchim a Klal Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer explains that when Shidduchim are done, we have to be careful that it should be done in the most proper fashion. So on another day of the year, we can't be certain that it's being done with the proper kavana. It's being done with the person's purest of intention. On Yom Kippur, when somebody is on that level, that we know that what he's doing is truly sincere, that is the perfect day to do shidduchim. Says the Gemara, but ela chamish asubav mahi, what makes chamish asubav special? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, yoyim shehutru shvatim lova zebezeh. It was the day that the shvatim were able to intermarry. We know, as we've been speaking, that the first generation, as we've been learning in our shurim, of people that entered Eretz Yisrael were not supposed to, women who were yarshim were not supposed to intermarry. But says the Gemara, that was only, as we've been learning, for the first generation. It says the Gemara, that was the day, Tu B'Av was the day that rule was lifted. And as the Mashal explains, when Shidduchim could happen, when people aren't limited to get who they may marry, there's no bigger simcha by a Kodesh Baruch Hu that families could get married and there could be more Shidduchim. Midrash, where did they learn this halacha, that this rule is now lifted? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, by the parish of Zeus of B'nai Tzolofchad, the Pasuk says, Zeh HaDover, that this rule that you can't marry women from a different Shevet, Lo Yehi Naig El B'dar HaZeh, says the Gemara, should only apply to they were taught, only applies to this generation, and this generation is the day that, this was the day that they could start getting intermarried, and that makes it very, very special. The Divrei Shmuel explains that Lo Yom Tovim L'Yisrael K'Tu B'Av K'Yom Kippurim, that it means to say that from Tu B'Av and going all the way till Yom Kippur are the days where people have to start preparing for the Yom Ha'Ra'im. Those are the days that we have to start thinking about the upcoming Yom Ha'Ra'im, and that's what makes, so it's really one long continuation of the Yom Ha'Ra'im. And since it's one long continuation of the Yom Ha'Ra'im, that's what makes those days so special, that we're getting prepared for Yom Kippur. The Chashuk Echemet actually discusses an interesting Shaila. He says, there was a family that there was a question about their yichus, and therefore people were reluctant to get married to people from that family because we weren't sure about the yichus of that family. And then after Beis Din did the proper investigation or whatever, they determined that that family is a family that there's no question of the yichus. He says that it would be appropriate, that based on our Gemara, to make that that day into a yontif. Because what we're learning in our Gemara, that when families can get married, when we can have shidduchim, that is the greatest yontif in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Bachanama, Rabbi Yochanan, why make Tubav into such a special yontif? Because it was Yom Shota Sheva Ben Yamin Lava Bekol. It was a day that Sheva Ben Yamin, they allowed Sheva Ben Yamin to get married into Klal Yisrael. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by the story of Pelegish Begiva, which happened in the time of the Shoftim, there was a terrible story where somebody from Shevet Levi came and stayed in a place called Giva in Binyamin, and the people, they were horrible people, and they abused the Pelegish, and then they brutally murdered her. At that time, there was a terrible civil war in Klal Yisrael. Shevet Binyamin was almost completely decimated. And at that point, they also made a shvua because they were so angry at what happened in Shevet Binyamin that nobody could marry into that Shevet. And this day, Chamisha Asur Ba'av, was that a day that they opened up the doors that they can get married. Says the Gemara Maidarsh, from where did they come to? Because they says the Pasuk, Le'ish Mimenu Le'yiten Espitoi. Only the first generation can't get married, V'loi B'neinu. But now, it doesn't continue into future generations. And I saw that the Sefer Siftzei Tzadik from the Pillar Tzorov says a beautiful vart in explaining this Gemara. He says, there are two ways how to act and treat people who are acting inappropriately. One way of acting is by being merachik them, by distancing them, which is what happened originally. Shevet Binyamin, as we just explained, did not act appropriately. And because they did not act appropriately, they were punished. They were distanced. But then they realized that the way to make people better, the better way of making people better, is not by distancing them. The better way of making people better is by being mekar of them, by bringing them closer. And that is a yontif. When people come to the recognition that much more could be done when we could bring people closer than bring people further. Moreover, the Ritva already says that children should not suffer, because the lesson here is that children should not suffer because of their parents. And therefore, even though the parents did something terrible, and to the degree that it was felt that it was necessary to punish them, it doesn't pass on to the children. And the children may get married into Klal Yisrael. Rabbi David by Yosef says a different reason why this day was such a big yontif. Rabbi David by Yosef Omar, Rabbi Nachman, Yom Shukalaba Mesa Midbar. It was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a gzera that all the people that were over 20 years old at the time of the Chet Meraglim should die in the Midbar. And that day, that stopped. The Mar, actually call a Mesa Midbar, until the Mesa Midbar stopped dying, Lo Hayadibar Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak with Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, the Rashbam says that he did speak, but there was a number of pshatim, what it means when the Gemara says they didn't speak. One pshat is, they didn't speak to him peh el peh. It wasn't that same level of closeness that was normally there. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu when it was absolutely necessary. But if it wasn't absolutely necessary for them to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to him. But now, since all the people who had done that Aveira between 20 and 60 passed away, so at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu began speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnema, Vehi Kishatamu, Kalan Shemachama, Lomas Makarva Ma'am, the Samachai,
V'yidaba Hashem Elai, Lema, when all these people passed away, at that point, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Elai Hoya Adibur. That was the reason for a yontif. When Klal Yisrael gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets close, that's a yontif. So, as all the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, what happened was that, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Gzeira, that anybody who was over 20 years old should have to go and die in the Midbar. Every Tisha B'Av they would dig a grave, and everybody would go to sleep in that grave. Some people got up and some people didn't get up. And every year, there were the people who were supposed to pass away, passed away. That year, what happened was, people, as was the custom, went into the grave, but nobody died. So they started thinking that maybe what happened was that they miscalculated. It wasn't Tisha B'Av. So they kept on doing so until Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the middle of the month, 15 days in Av. And at that point, the moon is already full. It's right in the middle in the month. At that point, they realized that it wasn't that they weren't dying anymore. And since they weren't dying anymore, then that was a reason for Klal Yisrael to celebrate that there wouldn't be any death anymore. And since they celebrated because there wasn't going to be any death anymore, then that's why it was a yontif. There's an interesting question that the Rishonim already discussed, and that was that why didn't anybody die? So some say because there was a miscalculation and these people weren't supposed to die. And some say the people who, every year when somebody lay down in the kever, as we just described on Tisha B'Av, it wasn't quite certain that he's going to pass away. It's just not known. That year, it was very different. That year, it was everybody who laid down in the kever was certain that they're going to die. And since they were all certain that they're going to die that year, it was a tremendous time of tshuva. A person who laid down in the kever knew that this is it. He's for sure not going to make it. So a person, those people certainly did tshuva in the highest level of tshuva. And since they did tshuva in the highest level of tshuva, that's why they didn't die. After Shlomo Melech passed away, Klal Yisrael was divided into two monarchies. One was Yehuda, that included Yehuda and Binyamin, and the king was Rechavim ben Shlomo. And then there was the Malchus Yisrael, which was led by Yeravim ben Nevat. And that continued for many years. Yeravim was very concerned that Klal Yisrael would be Oyel Regel on the Yom Tovim, and Ein Yeshiva Ba'azar Ela Malchut Beistavid Bavad. The only people that were allowed to sit in the Azara were kings from Malchut Beistavid, and therefore, since he wasn't that king, he wasn't shown that respect. So what he did was, he made two golden calves. One he put up north in Don, one he put down south in Beis Ael, and he put guards on the road to make sure that nobody should be Oyel Regel. What made Tu B'Av, says Ula, into a yontif is Yom Shabbitah by Yeshiva and Eilat Hadassos. There was a day that he took away those guards, Shehishiv Yer Ravim Al Drachim, that Yeravim had put those guards, Shalyal Yisrael Regel, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Oyel Regel. And as the Rashbam points out, it wasn't that there were no longer Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah still continued to exist, but the guards that prevented anybody who wanted to go to the Beis HaMikdash, they no longer were there. Rav Masnamer, that what was the Yontif Tu B'Av? Yoyim Shenitna Harugei Bet El Kfura. It was a day that the Harugei Bet were put in Kfura. As the Yerushalmi teaches us, 52 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash,
the city of Beta was destroyed. And the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, says that the Anshei Beiter had a minig, that when a boy was born, they would plant a cedar tree, and when a girl was born, they would plant a shita tree. And when this boy and girl would get married, they would cut down the trees to make the chuppah. One day, the daughter of the Roman emperor traveled through the city of Beitar, and her wagon broke. And they went and cut down one of the trees that somebody had planted, an Erez tree that somebody had planted for his son at his son's birth, to fix the wagon. And the Jews got very upset, and they attacked that daughter of the emperor and her entourage. And that caused that the emperor should be told that the Jews are rebelling against you. And they killed out the entire city. And they were not given, they were not put, and the king said not only should they be killed, but they should not be put to burial. Until many years later, they allowed that the people of Beitar should be put to Kfura. It says the Gemara, Masnama, Yoim Shinetaba Haruge Beitar L'Kfura. Damra Masna, Oysa Yoim Shinetnu Haruge Beitar L'Kfura. The days that the day that the Haruge Beitar were put to burial, Tiknu B'Yavna, they included in the Birch Samozin in Yavna, the Brocha Atayva Metiv. That means Birch Samozin originally only had three brachas. They added this Brocha, Hatoiv, as the Gemara explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a toiv, that the Shlo Yisrochu HaMeisim, the Niftarim that were laying out in Beitar, did not decompose. The Meitav, that they were ultimately given to Kvura. Toiv, Al Shlo Yisrochu, the Meitav, Al Shenitnu L'Kvura. A toiv is something that applies to them. The Meitav is something that applies to others. The Ritva quotes Rabbi Yisav. Why was it specifically put into Birchas HaMazon? So he says, because in the Birchas HaMazon, we speak about Eretz HaToyva, we speak about the wonderful Eretz Yisrael, and this was something that applied in Eretz Yisrael, so that's why it was most appropriate, it was most appropriate that it should be put into the Birchas HaMazon. Another pshat that he suggests is that the entire point of Birchas HaMazon is Haidah, is an expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's an expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate that it should be put into the Birch Samozin. Rav Yosef Damer Tavayu, the why was it put into the Birch Samozin? Because Yoim Shepoiskin Boy Lichris Eitzel Marachim. They needed much wood for the Mizbeach, and as the Rebbeinu Gershom explains, that day they filled up their warehouses with all the wood that they needed. Another pshat, the Rebbeinu Gershom adds, they were busy working on the wood. And since they were busy working with the wood, they didn't have a chance to learn Torah. But on that day, that ended. They were able to, since they didn't have to cut wood anymore, that's why they were able to go back to learning. The Tanya says the Gemara. The Tanya Belezer Gadol Omer Kim Shigia Chamisha. So why specifically asked the Gemara that day? So says the Gemara Kim Shigia Chamisha Asbav. Once Chamisha Asbav comes, Toshes Koicha Shalchama. The sun starts getting weaker, and therefore the trees are not that dry. And we have to be concerned that there may be chas v'sholom, a worm in the wood. So that's why they made sure to cut all the wood, a chas v'sholom, to use a piece of wood that has a worm in it on the mizbeach, of course, most inappropriate. So that's why Toshes Koicha Shalchama, v'lo yikarsim etzel marocha, they no longer cut wood. Amra Menashe v'karolei, and that day is called Yoim Tavamagel, the day that they break the saw, because they stop cutting wood for the Mizbeach. Mekan ve'elech, since, says the Gemara, the wood, they're not busy cutting the wood, the nights get longer. The Moisif Yosef, somebody who spends more time at night from then on learning Torah, will have Arichas Yomim. Torah is life. She'ena Moisif Yosef. What does that mean? She'ena Moisif, that doesn't spend the time learning Yosef, should pass away. Tanner of Yosef, what it means is Tigre Ime, his mother should bury him. Because as the Rishonim explain, it is the mother who brings the children to learning. The Medrash says that the night that Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash was the night that he married the daughter of Paroi, and he overslept the next morning. And because he overslept, they delayed bringing the Karmat Tamid that morning. And nobody wanted to wake him up. The only one that woke him up was his mother, Batsheva. So we see it becomes the obligation of the mother. It is the obligation of the mother to bring the children to learning Torah. And that's why if somebody doesn't learn Torah, that is the Churban of Klal Yisrael. Ramei Shapiro said that the son, we know the Umas Olam count by the sun. We go after the moon. So we're learning now that Tu B'Av is the day that the sun gets weaker. So since that's the day that the sun gets weaker, Tavra Magal, it's the day that the sun, that the Umas Olam get weaker. And that's why since it's the day that the Umas Olam get weaker, that's the Yontif for Klal Yisrael. But there is no greater, and the Gemara comes to say that how is that demonstrated? The way that that's demonstrated is by the Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. If Klal Yisrael learns Torah, that's why it should be a Yontif. But then there's a whole different approach that the Rishonim say, that this Gemara is teaching us the importance of making a siyum. And since the Nemukah Yosef says, since this was the day that they finished doing the mitzvah of cutting the wood for the Beis HaMikdash, that's why we make a yontif. And the words of the Nemukah Yosef is, because it's interesting, the Nemukah Yosef discusses this Gemara, and usually the Nemukah Yosef only discusses Gemaras that are relevant la'alocha l'maisa in the world that we live in. And unfortunately, this Gemara about the wood for the Beis HaMikdash is not relevant. So why is it mentioned? Because says the Nemukah Yosef, Shuminig l'smayich b'inyan mitzvah. There's a point to be happy with a mitzvah. At kisheshlimai, when you finish doing a mitzvah, oisin oisai, oisin simcha mishtav yontif. And the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Simen Reshman Vav Sivcha Vav, says, Kishimsai Masechta, when somebody finishes a Masechta, mitzvah l'smayach v'lasa suda. There's a mitzvah to rejoice in Masa suda, v'nikras sudas mitzvah. In fact, the Mashal says that that by siyum, it's not our minig, that we say, Shasimcha b'mayna. And we should make a siyum. And that's where we know that the minig is, that during the 9 days, even though it's our minig not to eat meat, but if there's a siyum, then we're allowed to eat meat. Who is allowed to be invited to a siyum if they didn't participate in the actual learning? So I saw anybody who would be invited to a siyum under other circumstances could be invited to a siyum during the 9 days. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, anybody who helped, knows if there's a yeshiva, who the Talmidim and the yeshiva are making a siyum, those who support those that are learning Torah, they should also continue in the, it should be part of the siyum, because that's considered for all of them a sudas mitzvah. It's interesting, however, that the Pais can point out that the halacha of what a siyum is, who could participate in a siyum during the 9 days,
is much more limited to who could participate in a siyum during Erev Pesach, Tainus Bechorim. So he says a fundamental nafkamina. He says when we speak about Tainus Bechorim, says the halacha is if there's a fast day, and if somebody ate on a fast day by mistake, he has to continue fasting. He's going to have to make that up, but he has to continue fasting the day. Tainus Bechorim is already a different type of fast. Once you eat, you don't have to resume eating. And therefore, since we see that Tainus Bechorim is a much easier fast day than all other fast days, that's why we could be also more lenient in allowing to make the day who could participate. It's very interesting that the Torah doesn't call, why is Shavuos called Atzeres? So the Kedushas Levi says, the Kedushas Levi explains that why is Shemini Atzeres called Atzeres? Shemini Atzeres? Because it's the day that we finish the Chamisha Chumash Torah. Says the Kedushas Levi, just like Shemini Atzeres is considered a big yontif, Simchas Torah, Shemini Atzeres is a very big yontif, because it's the day that we finish learning the Chamisha Chumash Torah. Atzeres, Shavuos, is a very big yontif. The reason Shavuos is a very big yontif is because it's the day that we finish doing the mitzvah of counting Sfira. And any day which is a day that we finish finishing doing a mitzvah, our Gemara teaches us that when you finish doing a mitzvah, it's a tremendous sin. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Shiva Kiplu as Kol Olam Kulay. The seven people that from when the world was created till when the world will continue, they span the entire existence of the world. And the Gemara explains, Mishselach saw Adam. Shem, the son of Noach, saw Mishselach. Yaakov raw Shem. Amram raw Yaakov. Achia Shaloni raw Amram. Eliyahu raw Achia Shaloni. Vadayin Kayim. And Eliyahu continue to exist forever. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Achia Shaloni raw Amram. How is it possible to say that Achia Shloini saw Amram? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, as we've been discussing, nobody from the time of the Meraglim continued to live besides, as they entered at Yisrael, besides Kol ben Yefuna and Yeshua ben Nun. So if that's the case, they all died. So how do we say that Achia Shloini, who was there by the time of Raglim, continued to live longer? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, La'nigzu Gzeir al Shifta Shalevi. Achia Shloini was from Shevet Levi, and the Gzeir that everybody between 20 and 60 should perish in the Midbar was not in Shevet Levi. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, But Midma Azeh Yibul Pukrechem, the Kabuk Dechem, L'chom Misparchem, Ben Esrin Shonim Amala. From here we learn Misha Bekudim Ben Esrin. Only those that are counted from the age of 20 did that decree apply to. Yotza Shifta Shalevi, the Shevet Levi, Shibkudim Ben Shloshim, they're counted from the age of 30. Ask the Gemara, Chishar Shvatim Loy Ayel, was nobody else from the other Shvatim that come into Yisrael? For Tanya, the Brisa says, Yor Ben Menashe, Mocha Ben Menashe, Nolda Ben Yaakov, they were born in the time of Yaakov Inu and Eretz Mitzrayim. V'loimesu at shenichnus l'Eretz Yisrael. They only passed away after Klaisor nichnus Yisrael Arutz. Shenem v'Yaakov ahem. The Pasuk says that we went to battle. The Pasuk says v'Yaakov ahem ancha ish shloishim v'sheisha ish. They 36 victims of Klaisor. The Tanya and the Brisa says shloishim v'sheisha mamish. Exactly 36 people. Olar and Nechemya v'chinem shloishim v'sheisha. Does the Pasuk say 36? If we look in the words of the Pasuk, V'loy l'nemer ela kishloish v'shisha, approximately 36. Ela, who does that mean? Yor ben Menashe. it refers to Yom Menashe, Sheshakel Keruv Shel Sanhedrin, that he was equivalent to 36. There are 70 members of the Sanhedrin. 36 is the majority. So we see that there were other people, and they weren't from Shevet Levi, who are different because they're counted from when they're a month old. El Amar Ravacha B'Yakov, L'Nikzik Zer Loya Poxman Ben Esrim, then anybody who was less than 20 years old at the time of the Chet Meraglim, the Loy Al Yosef Ben Shishim, anybody who was over 60. And therefore, these people were old, they at the time of the Chet Meraglim were over 60 years old, and therefore this decree did not apply to them. And the Gemara explains, Loy Al Pox Ben Esrim, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the Midbar Zay Yiblu Pekarechem, the Kobu Gdechel Chomes Barchem, the Ben Esrim Shon of Amala. Loy al Yosef ben Es Shishim, not anybody over 60. Gomer malam malam erchin. The Torah has a parish and parish of erchin that every person, based on their gender and their age, has a specific set value. And the Torah says, Vim ben Shishim shon of Amala, im zochvay erchach ben chamisha asheshako, v'nekeva asar shkolim. Mala Helen. Just like over there, somebody who's over 60 has the same value as somebody that's below 20. Here too, somebody below 20, the Torah is clear, doesn't have a din of, that isn't part of the decree. Afkan, here too, the Torah makes a zera shava that anybody who's above 60, kapach ben esrim, and the decree that they would not survive will not apply to them. And that's why all these people continued, all these people that we have, even not from Shevet Levi, that came to Eretz Yisrael, were able to come to Eretz Yisrael because the decree did not apply to them.